getting better. A little sore after when he went through last week. So we'll see where he is tomorrow. And this time last week, he was able to do some individual work on Thursday. So that's the hope.
And what happened to Malumba?
Got injured in the game, kind of swelled up on him after the fact. So hopefully he can go tomorrow.
Mike, what's the prognosis for play and the timeline for him?
Double duty today, huh? I heard the voice. I couldn't find you. Clay Matthews will be multiple weeks. It's a medical decision to hold him this long. I think any time you're dealing with the wrist and thumb area, every injury is specific to that particular injury, and his is no different. So it's going to take a couple of weeks at least.
So how big of a blow is that to your defense? How do you see it?
I mean, Clay Matthews is our best player on defense, but this is pro football. We've been down this road before. It's an excellent opportunity for others to step up and make plays and be part of packages and as we get ready for an excellent Baltimore Raven football team.
In the offseason, discussion at all of them playing with it, or is that never even a question?
It's a medical decision, as I've already stated. Every one of those injuries are different as far as the procedure. When you can play with a cast, so it'll be at least a couple of weeks.
But I don't know what will get the time to play. Did he push to try and play?
I think Clay Matthews had his preference. He'd be playing in this week's game. But like I said, every injury is different, and this is clearly a medical decision as far as the path that he has to go. What occurred in the surgery?
Mike, as far as you know, when he does come back, will he have a cast or have to play with some kind of protection, whatever that is?
I would think so. Yes.
I know those guys, Nick and Mike, played well last week. I guess, what do you feel? How do you feel you are in that position?
Good. I think Mike and Nick have both done good things. Andy did some really good things this week too. So, this is a primary position as far as an emphasis of our defensive scheme. And once again, I think this is an area where people have to step up.
Mike, when you replaced Robert Francois on the 53, you did it with a corner. How confident are you that Brad is only a week thing, or do you think that's multiple weeks?
Brad, I have no reason to believe it's going to be very long based on discussions yesterday with our medical staff. So he will not be available this week, and hopefully we feel better by next week.
You've gotten a lot of hamstring questions. I went through some of the injury reports from other teams. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of hamstring injuries.
There you go. Thank you.
So we can stop talking about
your guys. All for it. I echo your comments.
My question is that have you done even more checking into it, though? Because now you've had a couple of guys recur, right? I mean, is Jarrett, did he re-injure his too?
Correct.
Are you worried that guys are coming back too soon? Because generally you guys have done high
side. Well, I mean, you got to look at everything involved. You got to look at the individual, how you initially injured it, the rehab, the testing in the rehab, the players. Communication is a big part of that. So, some guys try to play a little sooner than others. I mean, the individual is a big part of the diagnosis, the rehab, and the timing of when he comes back. So, but that's why to generalize saying, hey, there's a hamstring problem, I think is inaccurate. So, we've looked at every single one of these, and they're individual injuries. Brad Jones's injuries is the hamstring on the other leg. So what's that tell you?
Like, overall, how comfortable are you with the
linebacker? Well, I'm comfortable with it. We got 27 defensive guys on our 53, we'll be ready to play. So, linebacker position and how we utilized other members of our defense on special teams and all that. So, I feel very good about our plan.
How can Nixon help you now that he's on the
A good young football player. Got injured there probably halfway through training camp. Really had a chance to be on our 53. I really thought he was coming on strong. So just like any young player, he'll probably have his first opportunity on special teams.
How close to go on the road
and play? It's going to be a great atmosphere. I haven't been to Baltimore personally in years. It's a great stadium to play in. They're an outstanding football team. As you've already stated, you know, they were defending world champions. I thought they really played well this past week against Miami. So I think it's going to be a heck of a game.
How important has your run game been this year? You wanted to stress improvement in the offseason, but through 4 weeks, where do you think they are?
Can you ask me the same question Monday? Obviously, the echo that you leave in the room. I feel very good about the run game after 4 weeks. I mean, it's going good. I don't know what else to say about it.
Are you comfortable that Franklin has given the message of ball security?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Jonathan's still on a practice field as we are here right now. So. He puts the extra time in as far as the return game, ball security, you know, extra drills and so forth. I mean, he's a classy young man. He has great work ethic, and you know, I'm confident that he'll get it right.
I think Mixon has some kick return experience. Is he an option back there?
He's definitely an option. I mean, like I've said before, we rotate probably five or six players on both the punt and the kickoff return.
Mike, how different is that Baltimore defense for the first time in forever? They don't have a
Well, they've had a great defense for decades in Baltimore, and it's definitely different than last year. And when you watch them in the off-season study that we did, obviously the personnel change that they've had is drastic, and I think you've seen that each week. And that's why I stated earlier, I thought they played very well against Miami, and particularly on defense. But defensively, they're doing some really, really good things. I mean, you look at the third down. And, stopping the run and so forth. Their defense has always been the focal point, in my opinion. Other football team has done very, very well with Flacco and the group they have on offense. We're very explosive, particularly yards after the catch. But this is going to be a big challenge for us.
Mike, can you talk about the opportunity for Mike Neal and Nick Perry now?
Well, I think you have to look at every game. People get caught up in who's starting. Obviously, Mike and Nick, their responsibility has gone up with the absence of Clay. So I really just want them to focus on playing the way they have been and build off of what they accomplished in Detroit. It was clearly Mike and Nick's it was their best performance to date. So you want them to build off of that and we'll utilize that. But you still have to go through the game plans. You look at Baltimore's offense and the matchups and so forth. So nothing changes.
You have a lot of injuries on defense from a coaching perspective. Can you kind of lean on your offense to score more points?
Well, we're always trying to score a lot of points. But I don't think you have to say, hey, they're down and we got to pick up. I mean, we talk about wearing a big sombrero, as far as putting a hat on an individual in a particular week or, a certain group in a particular week. Everybody's going to have a challenge all three phases. I mean, you look at what they've done offensively. I've already talked about their defense, and their special teams is playing extremely well, too. So it's important for all three phases. I mean, we're going to have to step up and play a total football game.
Mike, how do you feel about just Jamari moving into that spot now?
I mean, Jamari's played very good football for us. I mean, it's just really a product of who's the guys playing in front of him. I mean, you look at the preseason tape that he's really played in the last 2 years. He's been an outstanding special teams player. So, I mean, he's ready to go, and this will be a huge opportunity for him.
Mike, speaking of scoring points, you guys have set such a high bar for red zone production. When you have I'm sure it's just being quite all around, but when you have a couple of games where you don't have the production you want, do you delve pretty deeply into that, or are there some factors that just maybe depress the numbers a little bit? I mean, how do you feel?
I mean, really, the process is the same. I mean, today, when we get done with the players about 4 o'clock, we have a 4:30 red zone meeting. We'll go through every South Scott call in the last 4 games, and then we'll go through all their calls. We have off-season study that will apply to that, and we'll set a game plan. So, I mean, we're not going to change the way we approach, the way we train red zone. It's just sometimes I've had to answer these questions before. It's been 4 weeks, and it's not quite where we want it to be, but we have confidence that it's going to get there.
The last couple of weeks, if you look at the numbers, Aaron's pass attempts, about half of them have been under 2.4 seconds, and like a third of them were under a second and a half this last week. Is that because of what the defenses are showing you guys, or is that an emphasis that you guys are saying, we want to get the ball in the playmaker's hands quick and let them do their thing?
That's an impressive question. Especially, that's why we have a clock on the practice field at 2.3. It's important to be in tune with time clock, the ability to extend plays, when to extend plays, the reaction from the perimeter and the offensive line when the play is extended. So it's all part of your training, and the defense has a lot to do with it too. So I mean, you're always trying to attack the defense, but you know, particularly how they play week in and week out has a little bit to do with that.
Like from pure yards, first downs, things like that, offensively, you're ranking in the top five or eight, anything like that. In your mind, is there anything missing there yet? What aspect of the offense would you like
to see? We need to pick it up in the third down. You know, I think that's the thing that I know we spent a lot of time on last night as a staff and yesterday afternoon. So we'd like to do a better job there. And today was our first work of it. They're very, Baltimore's defense is very good in third down defense. So, once again, we have a plan, we have a process, and we definitely got the players, and I have confidence we'll be where it needs to be.